Good morning. Today's Daf in Baba Kama Samech Dalet. We are starting today on Samech Gimel Amud Beis. We're towards the bottom of the Amud, and we're going to begin with the words Bishlama. Last three lines of the Amud. No, a little bit more. Okay. Anyway, in a moment we're going to begin the Gemara. Let's just quickly recap today's Daf. It's really just one simple task that we're going to accomplish, and that is the requirement to pay kefil in the event of geneva. You steal an item. Caught with the item that you're stolen, you're going to be paying kefil. So where are the sources in the Torah that teach us this din? Okay, so, and that's it. And we all know the conclusion. So in other words, there's nothing to spoil over here in today's daf. Conclusion is that you steal an item and you're caught with the item and you pay kefil. Okay, good. That's, I summarized today's daf, but that's not true. In other words, what today's daf is just a familiarity with the psukim, how we arrive at the conclusion that you pay kefil, where exactly are the psukim. So this is just going to be a really quick setup for today, a little bit of review of yesterday. The two dapim of yesterday and today are all dedicated to this payment of kefil. We have a series of psukim. Everything's in Chav Beis, in Shmos, ki yiteni sharei kesef o kelim l'shmor, I'm in per Chav Beis pasuk vav. So you give something to your friend to watch, kesef o kelim. So, there we are at number one. Number one meaning the first time in the Torah. It's not the first time. Sorry. I'm going to clarify this in just a moment. But here we have at least one time where the Torah says that you are going to be paying two times the amount of that which you stole, Yisham Shnayim. That's Pasuk Vav. Next Pasuk. Im lo yimatzei aganav v'nikra balabais ela Elohim. Im lo. Again, I did that again. Im lo yimatzei aganav v'nikra balabais ela Elohim. Now, if you don't find the ganav, so then what you're going to do is that you're going to approach the Beis Din. And there we have a second appearance in the Torah of the kefil payment. Okay, good. So, and what we did yesterday is we spent all of yesterday's Daf Samach Gimel going over how to understand and interpret these two psukim, meaning the pasuk of Vav and the psukim of Zayin and Ches. Okay, in a moment, what we're going to see is there actually is a third pasuk. Okay, coming out of left field, but it's not coming out of left field. Meaning, if you're familiar with the psukim, so you knew this already. But we're going to, in just a couple of moments from now, we're going to entertain another time in the Torah, same parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, same perek. Another time where the Torah says that you're going to be paying two times the amount. Okay, now, if you're remembering yesterday's daf, what do we do? So we said that as far as the Zayin Ches Psukim are concerned, that's Toin Tainas Ganav. And everybody agrees. Meaning that not only if you steal are you going to be chayv to pay kefil, but even if you are Toin Tainas Ganav, you were given an item to watch, and then the owner comes over to you, and you explain to him, look, I'm really sorry, the item was stolen from me. You are Toin Tainas Ganav. And then on top of that, you go to Beis Din and you make a shvuah, and then it's discovered that you actually stole it. So under those circumstances, you're going to be paying kefil, and that's what's being expressed in Psukim Zayin and Ches. If you remember in yesterday's daf, im lo yimatzei haganav, how do you teach the words im lo yimatzei haganav? If you did not find that what he said was correct, he made the claim that the item was stolen, and im lo yimatzei haganav. So clearly, the Gemara says, according to everyone, Psukim Zayim and Ches is talking about Toin Tainas Ganav. What about Pasuk Vav? So if you remember yesterday's daf, that was a machlokas. The simplest way to explain Pasuk Vav, Ki Teni Shareo Kesef Okeim L'Shmor V'Guna Mi Beis Ha'ish, Im Yematzei HaGanav. Sounds pretty clear that we're talking about the actual Ganav itself. But, as we learned in yesterday's daf, there is a school of thought. There were two brises on this topic. There is a school of thought that the Pasuk Vav also is talking about Toin Tainas Ganav. Okay, so setting ourselves up for today, we now know that there at least are one pasuk. There's definitely one pasuk talking about Toin Tainas Ganav. There's a possibility that there's a second pasuk about Toin Tainas Ganav. And so, if that's true, we're left with a simple question: how do I know that a ganav pays kefil? It's a simple question. Meaning, after going through yesterday's daf, you can really articulate such a question. In fact, that's where we're going to start today. The Gemara is going to open up with this very question. Zayin and Ches for sure is talking about Toin Tainas Ganav. Pasuk Vav could very well also be talking about Toin Tainas Ganav. How do I know the Gaon of itself? And again, just one more piece of introduction, and then we get to start today's daf. There is a third pasuk. And where's that third pasuk? Just a little bit earlier in the parak. Over here, we're talking, the Torah describes the machteres. Somebody tunnels in, goes into your house. You have the right to defend yourself. You even have the right to kill him. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ayin Beis in Sanhedrin. Anyway, im hi matzi si matzei biyado ha-geneva mishorat chomorat sechayim shnayim yishalem. So now the Torah back in Pasuk Gimel says, now let's say we find the Gaon. So if we find the Gaon and he's found with the items that he caught, so what does he have to do? He has to pay kefil. Okay. So, and over there, clearly we're not talking about a shomer. We're just talking about a ganav. He broke into your home. We now caught him. So now he pays kefil. So it is a little bit funny, by the way. And I did a little bit of research on this because the Gemara will be spending all of today's daf trying to ascertain where do we know that the ganav pays kefil. Not the towing town is ganav, but the ganav himself pays kefil. I just read a pasuk in the Torah. Right, pasuk in the Torah is pretty clear, more than pretty clear, very clear, that the ganav pays kefil. So what are we doing in today's daf with this very lengthy exercise of how do I know that ganav pays kefil? So he quotes the Pnei Yehoshua. You have to say something, and so effectively here's what we're going to say is the following: the pasuk gimel that I just read, I'll read it again. Im himatzei simatze v'yado ha-geneva mishor ad chamor ad sechayim shnayim yishalem. What are the examples in Pasuk Gimel? It's all livestock. It's animal, shayim yishalim. So the idea that the Gaon pays kefil when he steals an animal, a dever pasha. But we know that the halach of kefil, the din of kefil, is even if you steal inanimate objects. We did this in yesterday's daf. So we know it includes inanimate objects as well. If all we have to hang our hat on is Pasuk Gimel, so we for sure know that you're going to be paying kefil on livestock, but the idea that you're going to be paying kefil on inanimate objects, so how do I know that? So as much as we're going to be spending the entire daf today asking this question, how do I know a Gaon pays kefil? The truth of the matter is that the question is not as broad as it's going to be presented over here. We know that you're paying kefil on Balei Chaim. What about non-Balei Chaim? Okay. Hopefully all that was clear. Let's get underway. Bishlama, am I right?
Yeah.
Bishlama. So we're on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. Bishlama Laman Damer Chabegan V'Cham B'Toin Tanas Ganav Shapir. El Laman Damer Tavai B'Toin Tanas Ganav Ganav Atzma Minalei. Okay, great. Gemara does it so succinctly, but of course the Gemara expects that we know everything that I just introduced. Okay, so if both Vav and Zayin are talking about Toin Tanas Ganav, so how do I know that the Ganav Atzma is paying kefil? So the Gemara says, okay, so what are we going to invoke? And that's a Kavachomer. If you're going to be paying kefil by towing Tainas Ganav, where all you did is just claim the item was stolen, so for sure you're going to be paying kefil for an actual Ganav itself. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, yeah, but you know the rules of Dayo. If I'm going to be extending a halacha using Kavachomer, well, you're always going to be capped from where you're learning from. Where am I learning from? Toin Tanas Ganav. What's the din by Toin Tanas Ganav? You're only going to be chayav a kefil with a shvua. So now by a ganav, I'd only be chayav kefil with a shvua. Which even as I say that, what does that mean? It's even hard to understand, right? The ganav stole, and now we go to the ganav. Hey, you stole? Well, no, I didn't. No, you did. He's like, no, I swear I didn't. It's not even legible. What does that mean? He swore that he didn't steal. But the point is, however, is that if we're going to use the Kavachomer, the only time you be chayv kefil is with a shvua, and you can't say that by ganav. So naftalim etatan lebechizkia. So the Gemara says, okay. So what we're going to do now is that if I have both psukim vav and zayin dedicated to towing tanis ganav, so where am I going to learn kefil by mamish ganav? It's going to be by Tanya Bechizkia. Now, what we're going to do is that we're going to learn Tanya Bechizkia, we're going to learn it quickly, and we're really not going to understand it. Tanya Bechizkia is all going to be about Pasuk Gimel, which again, go back to my intro this morning, I introduced already Pasuk Gimel, so let's read Tanya Bechizkiya, but right now, no Havana. Not no Havana, but very little Havana. Tanya Bechizkiya, Yom Rishor Geneva Vakol Bechlal. So let's say the Torah should have said Shor Geneva. In other words, again, Pasuk Gimel. So if you want, you can, and what you should do is that you should follow along in the Pasuk as we're going through Tanya Bechizkiya. Again, I'm just going to read this quickly. Ilu kacha yisi omer ma'apra mefurash. Maha prat mafurash karav lagabe mizbech. Av kol karav lagabe mizbech. My yesh lahaviseh. Had the Torah only said sure, I would have said sure. Anything that's offered on the mizbech, sure can be offered on the mizbech, which obviously would include a set. And meanwhile, in Pasuk Gimel, what does the Torah do? It teaches about set. It introduces set. Kishu omer seh hare seh amur. Hamani mekayim geneva. The rabbis called over. So what do I do with geneva? Geneva is a ribui. It comes to include everything, not just animals, but even non-animals. Now, that's part one of Tanya Bechizkiya. Again, the expectation right now is that we don't fully understand what we just read. Hold. Part two of Tanya Bechizkiya. Yom Hashor said Geneva v'akol b'chol. Ilu kacha yisi omer ma'aprat mefurash davar ha'karsh b'b'chora av kol davar ha'karsh b'b'chora. Ma yishlach lahavi chamor. Kishu omer chamor harei chamor amor. Now, in part two of Tanya Bechizkiya, so all we're going to do is now the next example of the pasuk, meaning we have shor, we have seh. If the Torah would have stopped at shor and seh, what would that have taught me? Anything that's kedushas b'chor. What else has kedushas b'chor? Chamor, the only non-kosher animal that has kedushas b'chor. Good. So now I would have learned chamor without the pasuk introducing it. And then what the Torah does is introduce chamor. What is that coming to tell me? A ribui comes to include everything. Okay. One more stop over here. This is the third part of Tanya Bechizkiya. Yom Rishor v'chamor seh geneva v'akol b'chol. Ilu kacha yisi omer ma'aprat mefurash ba'alechayim af kol ba'alechayim ma'yesh l'chala ha'vishar ba'alechayim. When the Torah says shor and seh and chamor, so what is the Torah doing? It's going over all animals. I would have thought to include all animals. Kishu omer chayim harei ba'alechayim amor. Then when the Torah says chayim, I already know all live animals. So what's chayim coming to do? Haman mekayim geneva l'rabbis kol davar. It comes to be marba everything. Okay. Ad kan Tanya Bechizkiya. We just learned the b'risa together. Tanya Bechizkiya. We know what he's trying to do. What the b'risa is trying to do is tell me that a gana pays kefal on whatever he steals. Livestock or inanimate items. Whatever he steals is going to be chayv. And if he's caught, he's going to have to be chayv kefal. That's the purpose of Tanya Bechizkiya, all being generated from Pasuk Gimel. What about Psukim Vav Zayin and Ches? That's Toin Tanas Ganav. So therefore, Pasuk Gimel is telling me the Ganav Atzmo. Good. Now, that was the easy part. The hard part is, how do you read Tanya Bechizkiya? I just did it. But in other words, I don't mean read, I really mean understand. Meaning, what is happening over there in Tanya Bechizkiya? And so now, for the next Amud of Gemara, we'll do this quickly. The next Amud of Gemara, the Gemara is going to basically go through step by step, like what's happening in that Braisa. So Amar Mar, Yom Rishor Geneva. So it's just step one of the Braisa, right? There are three parts to the Braisa. So part one of the Braisa, let the Torah say Shor Geneva. So Miksiv Shor Geneva, Geneva Shor Hu Dichsiv. The Gemara says, I don't even understand like what we're looking at over here, right? Had it said Shor Geneva, I'm looking at the Pasuk right now. It doesn't say Shor Geneva. Ime Matze Simatze Biadoa Geneva Mishor. It first says Geneva, then says Shor. So, like, what is the price even looking at? So, Vichi Tema, maybe you'll suggest Ilun Emer Kamer. Ilun Emer Shor Geneva. So, maybe what we're doing is that we're looking at a theoretical pasuk. I will admit, it's a really hard piece of Gemara to even understand. Right? Let's take a look at a theoretical pasuk. That's not the actual pasuk. Meaning it's a really abstract line of Gemara. Well, you know, theoretically, here's what the Torah could have said. Okay. Even just as a step in the Gemara, it's really hard to wrap our heads around. But Ilu Nemar Shor Geneva. Omi Masas Amar Ma Prat Mefurash. Have a Shor Pradu Geneva Klal. Pradu Klal and Nasa Klal Mosif Ala Prat. Vizra Abelu Kol Mili. Meaning, even in our theoretical Pasuk, right? Talk about quantum physics, right? Even in our theoretical pasuk, so how would we have darshaned it? We would have darshaned it as prado klal. Well, how do we darshan prado klal? It comes to include everything. That's the general rule of prado klal. So elikid dechsiv kamri. So the Gemara says, okay. So we are going to scratch that. We're not going to look at the theoretical pasuk. We're going to look at the actual pasuk. Makes sense. Gineva v'shur. Mi matzitz amar dako b'chlal. So, omar ha-pram b'furash, havele gineva klal. V'shur prat. Klal prat. Ein klal ala mashab prat. Shur in midech min alo. Meaning, okay, so no longer are we looking at it at the abstract. We're looking at the actual. And in the actual, it says, gineva followed then by shur. Gineva followed then by shur. So then, it is a klal prat. And we know the rule, klal prat ein bechlal ella masha beprat. So amar Rav Tana Chaim Kasamichlei. So the Gemara now is trying to unpackage, unfold what's happening in the Braisa. And what's happening in the Braisa of Rabbi Chia is that what Chaim is serving to do is that basically it's a second klal. Again, if you're trying to read this in the pasuk, it gets a little tricky. Imi masi si masi biyado hageneva. Right now. That is the first klal, Mishor at Chamor Atzeh, and Chayim, that's the second klal. That's what the Gemara is proposing right now. So, Uchlal Prad Uchlal Kamar Le. Okay. So,
the Brice itself said the Chamor was the klal.
Yes, I know. So, what the Gemara is going to be, what the Gemara is saying right now is that you could say that, but you can't say that. Because then it comes out that it's a klal Prad, and then.
The Brice say the Chamor is the klal.
The Braisa Yom Rishur Gneva Va'akol Bechlal Va'akol Bechlal.
It's the Rav called over.
Yes, I understand that. But what exactly are the words that are acting as what? The Braisa is very, very vague. The Braisa reads Yom Rishur Ugneva Va'akol Bechlal. I mean, we don't have a lot to work within the Braisa. The Gemara right now is unpackaging. And in the unpackaging, the Gemara is now saying that the Geneva and Chaim, right now, what we're saying, Geneva Chaim are the two klalim, and everything in the middle are the pratim. And so therefore it operates as a klal prat klal. That's Rava. So the Tanach Chaim kasamichle klal prat klal kamerle, v'halo dami klal basar l'klal kama. So the Gemara says, okay, but can you really do that? Meaning, when we're trying to darshan klal prat klal, so what do I have? I have the bracketed klalim, and I have the examples in the middle. The bracketed klalim have to be parallel to one another. They have to mimic one another. I have generality on the ends, and I got the examples in the middle. But the klalim have to match. Isn't that true? So the Gemara says, nah, it's not true. Or better stated, not everyone agrees. Hatandebe Rabbi Shmuel hu dechi agavna darsh klalim prate. So the Gemara says, Tandebe Rabbi Shmuel does in fact darshan klalim prate klal, even though the first and second klalim are not a perfect match one to the other. Okay, this idea that I don't need the two klum to be a perfect match, so this is expressed in the Gemara in Chulin. Okay, it's not my Bikias. I have the notes over here. I'm able to sound smart. The Gemara in Chulin Samech Vav, there's a machlokus between Tanda Bei Rav and Tanda Bei Rabbi Shmuel regarding this particular point. And so the Gemara is telling us that right now, Tanda Bei Chizki and our Gemara over here subscribing to Tanda Bei Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't have to be a perfect match. V'hachaka kashilei, imi matze timatze lamali. Okay, so what are we looking at right now, Pasuk Gimel? What are we saying at this point in time? Geneva, first klal. Then Shur Chamor Tseh, that's all the examples. Three examples. Then Chayim, second klal. And Shnayim Yisham Yipei Kefal. Because the Gemara says, great. That's Tanda Bei Chizkiya. So now, what's the problem? Meaning, and so what is bothering the Tana? Because the Tana keeps going, you know, let's try this. No, let's try this. No, let's try this. Right? On three rounds, Tanda Bei Chizkiya obviously was struggling with something. What's the struggle? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the struggle is. Imi matzi tematze lamali. Ah. Hi matzi tematze. Meaning, now let's take a look at the pasuk again. And it's in its entirety. Im he matze si matze biyado. Now hageneva mishur at chamor atzeh chaim shnayim mishalim. If the Torah was just giving us klal apart a klal, so then what would have happened? What we should have done is that we should have just left out the words im he matze si matze and just start with the word geneva and go klal apart a klal like what we're doing right now. But meanwhile, he matze ti matze obviously is serving a purpose. So the Gemara says, good, what's the purpose? Yom Rishor Gneva V'chayim V'akol B'chal. So if the Torah would have said, Shor Gneva V'chayim V'akol B'chal, Ilokain, I see Omer, my problem before Shavar, a carvel gabe mizbech, I've called a carvel gabe mizbech. My ishlach ala havise, Kusha Omer sahare sahamor. Hamin mekaim geneva, Larabos called davar. Ah. So, the, himatze timatze is serving basically to go and be the reboot, coming to include. So the Gemara says, and now well, let's move on to the next part of the Braisa. Yomer Geneva v'shor v'sev v'chaim v'akol b'chlal. Had the Torah said Geneva and Shor and Seh and Chaim, everything would have been included. Ilu kena yisi Yomer ma'aprah before Shdavar HaKadosh b'b'chorah av kol davar HaKadosh b'b'chorah. Ma'ish l'havi chamor. Kishu umar chamor harei chamor amor. So ma'ani mekaim Geneva l'rab is called davar. Good. So the Geneva now is serving to include everything. And now, Yomer Geneva v'shor v'sev v'chamor v'chaim v'akol b'chlal. So ilu kena yisi Yomer ma'aprah before Shbal HaChaim av kol Bal HaChaim. So my yeshach lahavi shar balechaim. So what are we coming to do? We're coming to include all balechaim. Kishu amr chaim harechaim amor. Now, when the Torah says the word chaim, we already know it refers to all live animals. Hamini mekaim geneva. The rabbi is called davar. So the geneva is coming to include everything. So im himatze timatze lamali. So the Gemara says, so if what we're doing now is that we're darshaning klal uprat klal, with geneva being the front end and chaim being the back end, and now using the examples in the middle. So now we're going to include everything, both living and non-living entities, that you're going to, that when the thief steals, is going to be chayv to pay. So then what exactly is himatze timatze coming to do? So, e hachi shaper kashale. So the Gemara says now, as we turn to the Amud Beis, so now I'm a little bit stuck. Meaning, we just understood Tanda Bechizkiah that it's klal part of klal. Geneva being klal number one. Chaim being klal number two. And the examples in the middle of Shur, Seh, and Chamor being the three examples in the middle. And now using Klal Prat HaKlal, we come to include everything. And now, what about Himatze Timatze? That's what Tana de Bechizkiah was struggling with. Okay, good, they struggled. But in other words, but what was the answer? So Mishum de Islay Pircha, so the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you what the problem is, as we are now already on Samech Dalam and Beis. I know that was quick. So the Mishum de Islay Pircha, the rabbi is called Davar Mehecha Kamaisi Lemichlal Basra. Klal gufe chaim ktsive. So klal upar to klal my kamahani le. Ila is we called Davar chaim ktsiv. Bale chaim in midiachrin lo. Mishum hachi itzrech im himatze. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. So we, up until this point in time, thought that the Geneva was the first klal, the chaim was the last klal, and the shur, seh, and chamor are the examples in the middle. The Gemara says, yeah, but if that's true, what was our objective? We had one objective today. And that is that the kafel payment is going to be when you steal both live and non-live animals. Ah. And we're using Pasuk Gimel now as our platform to come and to include everything, both live and non-live animals. At this point, the Gemara says, I'll tell you the struggle of Tanda Bechizkiah. What's the first klal? Geneva. What's the second klal? Chaim. They don't match? That's fine. It doesn't have to match. Right? Tanda Bechizkiah says it doesn't have to match. Okay. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to include everything. Why? Because Shur and Seh and Chamor, in other words, once I have Shur, so then what's Seh coming to add? Once I have Seh, what's Chamor coming to add? Once I have all three of them, what's Chaim coming to do? To include everything. The Gemara says, but here's what you can't do. You can't use the klal of Chaim to go and generate everything. Meaning, if Chaim was a prat, okay, we have what to work with. But Chaim is a klal. So if Chaim is a klal, so you know what the klal is, that sets the bookends of what can and cannot be included. Chaim as a klal means that it can't extend beyond live animals. Oh. So now that's the struggle of Tanda Bechizkiah. Tanda Bechizkiah says, if you're going to assume that Chaim is a klal, not a prat, so now that's it. You've set the borders of what's going to be included in the halacha. There we go. And once we're here, now what we're going to do is that we're going to unlock. And what are we unlocking right now? That the word chaim is not a klal. It's a prat. Well, what's the klal? Himatze timatze. And yes, in other words, I've said the pasuk already numerous times this morning. Im himatze timatze v'yado. So the word himatze and the second word timatze, those are the klalim. A little bit funny, by the way, as they are right next to one another. And then, hagneva, mishor, adchamor, atzeh, chaim, shnayim, mishalem. Those are all the pratim. The Gemara is gonna ask what hopefully everyone here is wondering. How do you do that? Okay, good. Hold on a second. We'll get there. So the Mishum Dislay Pircha, the Rabbis called over Mecha Kamaisel Mechlabas. Okay, I read that already. So Mishum Hachi Yitzrichim Imi Matze. Amre. Vahashne Klalos is Mechia Adade. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the Klalos are right next to one another. So Amre Avina Kedamre Bema Ravakal Makam Shata Mose Shane Klalos is Muchim Zelazeh. So Atal Prape Neem Vedona Mechal Bechalu Prat. So now, when I have the two klalim right next to one another, so what the Torah now allows us to do is take those two, even though they are right next to one another, basically separate them, take all the pratim that are given in the pasuk, and put it right between them. Okay?
Isn't himotzeh used for toin tanus ganav?
No, again, we're in pasuk gimel now. Toin tanus ganav is in Pesukim Vav, Zayin, and Ches. We're right now in Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel is talking about Mamash Ganav. That's unequivocal. And now what we're doing now, it took an Amud of Gemara to get here, but now what we're doing now is we're understanding this Pasuk B'derek Klal Prat Klal. Himatzi Tematzi is serving as the two Klalim. All the examples are Pratim. So Shtichum Or Bein Himatzi Tematzi. So now, let's do it. So now he must be Tamasim are two klalim. And now what are we going to do? So again, let's load every one of the examples in. So first thing we're going to load is in now is short. Lasui may lasui le balechayim mechayim nafka. So el lasui davar shein balechayim ujor shachi mara prat mefurish davar metaltav gufa mamon avkola davar metaltav gufa mamon. Now, the first example of short. So what are we going to do? We're going to put it in. It's coming to include livestock. But now, I now know that the word chayim is also a prat. So in other words, they already included all livestock. So now what's shor coming to do? It's coming to expand and go beyond that. And what is it coming to include? Even non-live animals, even inanimate objects. As long as that is intrinsic value.
But it is a livestock.
So we're going to get to your point. Okay. Now, next thing we're going to do is that we're going to take chamor and we're going to throw it in there as well, right between himatze timatze. Now, what is it coming to include? So non-live, right? Inanimate objects. We already got that from shore. So what are we going to do with chamor? Lasui davar mesuyam. In other words, you took something with a simon, and you're going to be paying careful on that. Ihachi sel lamali. So the Gemara says, okay. So the shor is coming to tell me inanimate, and the chamor is coming to tell me davar hamesuyim. Now, what about seh? So okay, and what are we going to do with seh? Because at this point in time, now seh becomes perfectly immaterial. In other words, I've nothing left to darshan. So ella, okay. So here we go. Okay, this is a wonderful example. Okay, we are now just a short moment before our 30-minute mark in today's daf. And what's happening at this point in time is that we have really endeavored to go through Pasuk Gimel, understand Tanna Bechizkiah is clearly struggling with that Pasuk. From that Pasuk, we're going to learn that a Ganav pays kefil on anything that he steals, both live and non-live, I was going to say non-live animals, both on living and non-living items. Okay, that's better stated. And how do I know that? So what we have really struggled to do, is attack the pasuk and understand the pasuk using the methodology of klal prat klal. It's tricky. We've come to the point where himatzi timatzi are serving as my klalim. The shor, chamor, seh, and chayim are all examples that are given. Chayim obviously already tells us everything living. Shor is telling us non-living. Chamor is telling us even davar mesuyam. And then seh, I don't know, the Gemara says, I'm kind of stuck at this point in time. So what are we going to do? That was a good attempt. But we really haven't figured it out. We really haven't unlocked it. And so therefore, what are we going to do? We're going to try again. Okay. Now, for those of you in research, you're going to love it, by the way. In other words, what did you do? You went down an avenue. You tried. You struggled. Okay. It was a good try. And now we're going to try again. Gemara does that. And meanwhile, over here, as part of the Limud HaTorah, so we are taking down this pathway, even though it got us to a dead end. Right? We're right now currently at a dead end. right? We tried this method. We're at a dead end. The Gemara is going to say, okay, let's try this again. Yeah, David.
We tried darshan and they kind of just drop it from
there. Yeah, in other words, and in this final attempt to, you know, to resuscitate this, you know, this approach, yeah, Geneva's kind of, yeah, right. Okay, David's making an excellent point, meaning the Gemara now seems to be ignoring the word Geneva. And I'm with him. Okay, I don't know. Okay, but at this point in time now, the Gemara says, Ella.
When it says, Dover of a seal, Ella of a seal, Dover of a seal.
Right.
On what, on an animal?
Presumably, no. In other words, we already know, no. Dover of a seal is talking about any item, but it has a simon. And
animal.
No, we already know. I know it's from Chamor, but at that shlav of the Gemara already now knows it's not limited to animals. In other words, we have shore comes to include even non-living, even inanimate items. Okay, it's difficult. It's challenging.
I'm looking at the rest.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. So now, okay. So Ella. So we are in Samach Talmud Beis, and we're about halfway down in the Amud. And so here we are now, a new approach. And that is, Mi'ir Rebbe Hu, Kitatan Debe Rebbe Shmuel, Tan Debe Rebbe Shmuel, B'mayim B'mayim Shtei Pa'amim. So, Ein Zeh Klal Aprat, Ela Rebbe, Amir V'Reba, and Reba HaKol. Okay, so, what we're going to do over here, it's not, by the way, this new approach is not going to be radically different. Meaning, it is a new approach, but it is going to be platformed on what we've been saying up until now, but instead of using Klal HaPrat, we're going to use Rebu and Miut. Now, it happens to be, this is not the first, this is the second time in this parak that we're introduced to the idea of Rebu and Miut. Rebu and Miut is basically the same idea. It's a generality followed by specific, followed by generality. However, it is fundamentally different in the sense that instead of the examples in the middle serving as our prototype, the examples in the middle basically are, we're just going to shave off a couple things here and there. Meaning, once I'm using Rebu and Miut, Rebu it means everything. Miut means, you know what? It would just take a little bit out here, take a little bit out there. But in other words, but fundamentally, we're looking to be more inclusionary. Right? Klal HaPrat Klal looks to be more exclusionary. So they really are, from a fundamental standpoint, at odds with one another. Okay, so, my Rabbi Kol Mili. So, now, and oh, by the way, right, again, this is like one of those like very technical gemaras about Klal HaPrat Klal versus Ribui Mita Ribui. And it's just interesting. I'm just make one more note. And that is, who's teaching us this? Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning the Rabbi Shmuel that we are drilled in daily, right? That the Yud Gimel Mita Shatar Nidreshes Behem. And what's there? Klal HaPrat Klal. What's not there? Ribui Mita Ribui. Meaning if you were to ask me, right? If I were to get grilled, right, Rabbi Shmuel, which school of thought is he? I'd say Klal HaPrat Klal. And meanwhile, over here, the Gemara says, you know, you're right, but sometimes he goes Ribui Mita Ribui. And when do you do that? When do you make that shift? When does he make that shift? When you have repeated Klalim, right? Mayim B'Mayim. And oh, by the way, you'll notice carefully that I didn't explain the drasha of Mayim B'Mayim. Okay? See Rashi over here. Where's the Gemara? Okay, the Pesukim in Vayikra, it's in Parsha Shmini. So the I'm not gonna go through the drasha mind by mind, right? It's kosher fish. Which fish are kosher? Which fish are not kosher? But the point is right now is that when you have the repeated klalim, so even Rabbi Shmuel will move from klal part of klal to ribo imiyot. Now my Rabbi, so now over here, let's do it by us. For Rabbi Kalmili. So, your starting point is that when a guy steals, he's going to be chayv kefal. What does he steal? What does he steal? He steals everything. Good. So, ihachi kohani prati lamali. So, now what we're doing over here in the examples is that all we're doing is that we're just trimming. In other words, really, we're saying that you're chayv kefal on everything. Ah, but there are examples that are given. Yeah, the examples are there just to shave off a little bit here and there. So one of them is coming to be Mamai Karka. But you'll notice over here, by the way, even in this new approach, we're not saying what is shaving off what. But one of them is coming to shave off Karka. meaning that if I steal karka, you're not going to be chayv kefal. I know we already made this point yesterday's daf, but again, in today's daf, we're learning everything from pasuk gimel. So as opposed to yesterday's daf, we were focusing on psukim vav zayin and ches. In today's daf, we're on pasuk gimel. So it sounds repetitive, but it's a new pasuk. It's a new day. Okay, okay. I was going to say a great mnemonic to help you remember, and that is today's daf is focusing on pasuk gimel and today's samach gimel. The only problem is today's samach dalet. So I try to memory aid. I failed. Anyway, chad lamute karka v'chad lamute avadim v'chad lamute shtaros. So good. So now one is coming to exclude karka, one eved and one shtar. Good. Karka and eved, you know, they're always related one to the other. And shtar, it does not have intrinsic value. It is only something that you could use to collect, but it itself is not gufo mamon. Now, gineva v'chayim. So that was shor chamor set. Okay, and they are serving now as just mi'utim. Just a, take off a little bit here and there. But fundamentally, you're going to be chayv kefal on everything. Now, what's left? We have geneva and we have chayim. Which again, now remember, they're also mi'utim. Because the himatzi, timatzi are serving as my generalities. Right? I was about to say klalim, but in other words, we're not operating here klal part of klal. We're operating ribu and mi'ut ribu. So they are the ribuyim, if you will. So geneva v'chaim l'chadarav de'amar achil karen kein shaganav. Now, what are you doing with geneva and chayim? Separate halacha, totally separate halacha, which is kein shaganav. How is payment going to be set? When do you lock in your payment as a ganav? From the moment that you ganav, at that point in time, you are rate locked. You now, whatever the animal was worth at the time that you stole it, that is going to be your rate lock, which means that later down the road, let's say the animal gets older and infirmed, or whatever the case is, it depreciates in value. And now, you're the ganav, you're returning it. Look, I'm really sorry. Here it is. Now, if you return it, the item itself, so then you're good. But if you're not returning the item itself and you're just paying, so how are you going to pay what? At its current value, depreciated value? Or going back to the time when you stole it. The halach is you go back to the time that you stole it. That's what we're learning out from the words geneva and chayim. Kein shaganav. Okay? Good. So. Right.
So you know that's from the time of the gazela.
Okay, good. Good. But first of all, that you're right. But that's gazela and this is geneva. And they're not exactly the same, but point well taken. Okay, so where are we right now? Almost done with today's daf. And we have introduced now the halacha of kefal for the ganav coming not from psukim vav zayin and ches, but rather from pasuk gimel. And who taught us this? Tanya Beis Chizkiya. And what was Tanya Beis Chizkiya clear? Not even close. No, was not clear. And what the Gemara did, it took nearly a full daf. What the Gemara did is that the Gemara expounded Tanya Beis Chizkiya, what Tanya Beis Chizkiya was struggling with, how Tanya Beis Chizkiya eventually deduced from the psukim that there's a chi of kefal on both animate and inanimate objects. And how is Tanya Beis Chizkiya learning it? Learning the pasuk. So now we're just going to go run to the end of the whole sugya using the drasha of ribui mita ribui. I Tanya Beis Rabbi Shmuel. Yes, sometimes he goes ribui mita ribui. What are the ribuim? The words himatze timatze. What are the miyutim? Shur, chamor, and seh. And what about gnev and chayim? Separate halacha. If you understood that last sentence there, you got today's daf. But admittedly, though, it took us a little bit of time to get there, but that's today's daf in a sentence. Now, ulamanda amar, and now what do we get to do for the remainder of today's daf? This is like a wrap-up. The Gemara itself is going to summarize, because there's a lot of moving parts. We have Pasuk Gimel, we have Pasuk Vav, and we have Pasukim Zayin and Ches, all teaching us the halacha of Kefal. And what the Gemara now is going to do is juggle. The Gemara is going to be juggling. Which one is teaching us kefal regarding the ganav? Now, I know we just spent a daf saying pasuk gimel. But that's one school of thought. Because, go back to yesterday's daf, there are some tanaim who feel that pasuk vav is teaching us the halacha of kefal by ganav. Okay, so, what the Gemara now is going to do is it's going to juggle. And over here for juggling, so what do you have to do? You have to hold cup. In other words, we're juggling now three different psukim, three different drashas, and basically, how do they all intersect one with the other? Ulaman damer chad beganav chad betorin tanis ganav beganav atzman nafkalei im he matz im yematzei haganav hi im he matziti matzei maydar shebei. If you go back to yesterday's daf, and pasuk vav is telling me about a ganav itself, zayin ches is talking about toin tanis ganav. What are you doing with pasuk gimel? Meaning, what are you going to do with the entirety of today's daf? So mi baile lechad rava bar yilai damer rava bar yilai my time of the rav the amar mode beknas the acher kach bau edim potter. Yechtiv im imatzei timatzei im imatzei be'edim timatzei be'dayanim prat lemarshias atzmo. So what you'll do with pasuk gimel is use it for a different halach altogether, and that is mod debeknas. Mod debeknas, you stole. You admit that you stole, meaning you weren't taking the beis din, but you make an admission that you stole. You're going to be putter. This is mod debeknas putter that we all knew. What about your mod debeknas? And after your admission, witnesses come and testify that you stole. So the truth of the matter is now, although you admitted it, but now we have verified externally that you're a ganav. So are you going to have to pay knas?
He himself said he was a ganav, right?
Perfect. Right. Perfect. And now also verified by Adam. So now, are you going to be putter from the knas? It's a machlokus. Right now, the Gemara is saying that pasuk gimel, if it becomes available, so then it comes to teach me the halacha that mod beknas v'acher kach ba'o edim, you're still going to be potter.
What's the
knas will be kefil, of course. Yep. Ulaman damar tavai b'toin tanis ganav dahayim emasi temasi mapik lele ganav atzmo marshia atzmo minalan. So, if vav and zayin are for toin tanis ganav, and gimel is for ganav atzmo, so now, what about this halacha that we just learned? What's the source of that halacha? So, Me'asher Yeshuun Elohim, again, Me'asher Yeshuun Elohim, Velo Marshias Atzmo. Okay, so you're going to learn it out from the pasuk of Asher, from the phrase of Asher Yeshuun Elohim, which happens to be in pasuk Ches. Velo Marshias Atzmo, and not if you make yourself a Rasha, i.e., you make an admission. Ulaman damer chabagan of a chen betoin tanis gan of daisi lemi hi matzil amatzil amarshias atzmo. Hi asher yoshuin my dar shebei. So the Gemara says, if pasuk vav is talking about the gan of atzmo, and zaynaches is talking about toin tanis gan of, and gimel is there to serve as the halach of mode beknas. So, how do you explain asher yoshuin Elohim? So amalacha haumi baile le mode beknas de pater. I just need that for the etzem din of mode beknas, meaning the pasuk gimel is telling me mode beknas v'acher kach ba'o edim. But what about the actual din of mode beknas being pater? That's what I learned out from Asher Yeshuun Elohim. Uman damar tavai b'toin tanis ganav kasaver mode beknas v'acher kach ba'o edim chayev. Now, if both vav and zayin are serving as toin tanis ganav, and the ganav atzmo is coming from pasuk gimel, and so now the mode beknas is coming from Asher Yeshuun Elohim. So what about mode beknas ve'acher kach ba'o edim? Where do I have anything left for that halacha? The Gemara says, you're right. In other words, if that is my construct, if that's how I filed everything, so then mode beknas ve'acher kach ba'o edim, you're not going to be potter. In fact, you're going to be chayef. Ulaman damer chab beganav v'chab beton tanis ganav denafkalei ganav mehasam. Asher Yashin is telling me about Mode Beknas, the Etzem Din. Mode Beknas is Potter.
Right.
Okay, good. And now I have nothing left for Mode Beknas v'acher kach ba'o edim. And the Gemara says, you're right. If I don't have a drasha left for that, so then you're going to say Mode Beknas v'acher kach ba'o edim, you're going to be Chayev. It's a lot. All this is a lot. Ulaman damer chabeganav v'chabeton tanis ganav nafkalei ganav me'asam. So, now, if you say that Vav is talking about Ganav, and Zayin Neches is talking about Toin Tanis Ganav, so I understand now, Im Hi Masi Timatzei comes to tell me the Halacha Mode B'Kenas V'Achar Kach Ba'Oed Nemaz, you're going to be Potter. Aval Kolhani Prati Lamali. But then in Pasuk Gimel, what am I going to do with my Shor, my Seh, my Chamor? Meaning, if I'm not using that as a platform of Ganav Atzmo, if I'm using Vav for Ganav Atzmo, so then Gimel, telling me a halacha in Mode B'Knas V'Achar Kach Ba'o Edim, the examples are all become unnecessary. So the Gemara says, Ketetan Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Detan Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Kaparsha Shenemar, V'Nishas L'Nishas, El Davar, Shenis Chadish Ba. So the Gemara says, you know what you'll say there? You'll say, you're right, you're right. Sometimes the Torah does repeat almost an entire pasuk, an entire idea, and just to bring out one new point. It happens. So in other words, the Ganav Atzmo, pasuk Vav. I, pasuk Gimel, a separate halacha. I, what about Shur, Chamor, Seh? You're right. In other words, the whole pasuk is repeated just to give me one chiddush.
Veina,
the chiddush is Torah Tanis Ganav. Torah Tanis Ganav. Acher Kach Ba'Weidim. Veina Veima Ganav Atzmo Bishvua. So the Gemara says, okay, how about this? How about the Ganav Atzmo is only going to be chayv with a shvua? So Lo Sakadacha Detanya. The Gemara says, no. We learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yaakov Amr, Shnayim Yishalem, Shelo B'Shvua. No, you pay kefil, Shelo B'Shvua. Again, we're talking about the Ganav Atzmo. Ata Amr Shelo B'Shvua, Eino Ela B'Shvua, Amar Lo Kachaya. So the Brisa says, well, maybe it's with a Shvua. The Brisa says, get out of here. Lo Kachaya. It's ridiculous. So my Lo Kachaya. Great. In other words, the Brisa doesn't get to say that. Meaning, of course, the Brisa can say it, but that's not how Brisas talk. In other words, the Brisa, if it's dismissing a point, it will dismiss it with a piece of information. What does that mean? Lo kachaya. So I'm Rabbi. Lo lichtor v'chman ashayim yishalim beganav. V'leitzi b'kavacham eton tanis ganav. Oma ton tanis ganav debetera asaliyade. I'm a kral l'shalim trey. Ganav atzmo debisur asaliyade. Lo kol shakein. El ashayim yishalim dekas v'chman beganav atzmo. Lamali. Afilu shalo b'shvua. So Abai says what the Brisa meant is the following. Here's the argument. Had the Torah not taught us about Ganav, I would have said, well, you know, Toin Tan is Ganav pays Kefal. The Ganav itself for sure should pay Kefal. Now, even as we pointed out earlier this morning, with a Kavachomer, so good. But in other words, we have Dayo, and we're only going to say that with a Shvua. But you're right. But in other words, but at least we would have known that the Ganav would have, even with a Dayo cap, I know that the Ganav would be paying Kefal. Why does the Torah tell me that the Ganav pays Kefal? It's coming to be mechadesh that even afilu shelo b'shvua. Good. V'hai im hi matzil achiud asa hami by lelicha detanya.
But they give him a kula by ma'ed b'knasa.
Separate, in a chinami, you're right, but that's a separate point. Meaning, the Gemara just wants to know, the goof of the Ganav himself, how do I know it's shelo b'shvua? That's all the Gemara just was trying to work out. Now, v'hai im matzil achiud asa hami by lelicha detanya. Or finishing up today's daf, going even into tomorrow's daf. Okay. And that is that the im himatse. Isn't it coming to tell me a different halacha altogether? Haimi baile lecha detanya, yado, ain li ala yado, we're on the top of samachay. Ain li ala yado, gago, chatzeru, karfifo, minayin, tamalam im himatse timatse, mikamakom. In order for the gav to be kefal, so he has to be caught red-handed. Been waiting all morning to say it. So he has to be caught red-handed. In other words, the item has to be in his actual hand, right? So the Gemara says, no. Im himatzi tematzi tells me that the chiv of him having to pay kefal is if he stole the item and he's found with the item being anywhere on his possession, anywhere on his property. Yado, gago, ainli al yado. Gago, chatzer, karfifo, minayin tamalami, himatzi timatzi mikomakom. So the himatzi timatzi comes to tell me that regardless of where I find it on his property, if the item is found on his property, so he's going to be paying kefal. So, Tanda Bechizkia said that himatzi timatzi is serving now as the brackets to create the ribui, and meanwhile, I need himatzi timatzi. So the Gemara says, Lema kra, o himatzi himatzi, o timatzi timatzi, midishani kra, shma minatarte. So the Gemara says, no, we can do both. We can learn out the halacha we just learned, that the kefal payment is going to be wherever you find the item in his possession. And we also going to learn out the ribui mir ribui of this morning, because if the Torah just wanted to make one of those two points, it would have doubled himatze, or timatze. The fact that it says himatze, that shinui lashon tells us, we can learn both. The halacha of wherever you find the item, and the Rebu Emir of today's daf. Okay. Yeshikoch. So what do we have today? Round two. That's it. Meaning that the drushes are now over, and I admit, right? It took me a while to wrap my head around it, more than a while. And I recognize and realize that it's a tough daf to follow. Not a lot of svaras. Very technical discussions regarding how to darshan the Torah. Okay, it's a chelik of Torah, and I understand it's more technical. But basically, it's round two of today's daf, which is we did yesterday, we did it again today. How do I know Ganav Peis Kefil? Meaning, we all know the punchline, the Ganav Peis Kefil. Where do we see that in the psukim themselves? So Zayin and Ches, just simple takeaway points from today's daf. When I'm going through Parshas Mishpatim, Perichav Beis, and I'm going through the psukim, how many times is this Kefil mentioned? Three times. Once in Gimel, a second time in Vav, and in Zayin and Ches. So those are your three mentions of Kefil. Good. So funny question. How do I know Ganav Peis Kefil? The Torah says it three times. So in other words, Pasuk Zayin and Ches for sure is talking about Toin Tanis Ganav. So that's off the table. Vav may be talking about Ganav Atzmo in yesterday's daf, debated. Right? There is a Tana that says that even Vav is talking about Toin Tanis Ganav. Okay, so that now becomes, that's off the table as well. What about Pasuk Gimel? That's a Ganav, unequivocally. That's a Ganav. So the Ganav Peis Kefil, right? Yeah, but the examples in Pasuk Gimel are Shor, Chamor, Seh. They're animals. How do I know Ganav Peis Kefil? Even on non-animals. That was the avoda of today's daf. In today's daf, so we went through. There's a drasha of Tanya Bechizkia, and then what we struggled in today's daf is unpackaging the brisa. When all said and done, Tanya Bechizkia is looking at it using the lens of ribui meter ribui, okay, and exactly how that works. Go over today's daf, and from the application ribui meter ribui, so we now know that the pasuk gimel is telling me that Ganav Peis Kefil. Both on animate and even inanimate objects as well. And then at the end of today's daf, the juggling. In other words, so what if I am looking at Vav as Ganav, and then Zayin Ches as Toin Tanis Ganav, what do I do with Pasuk Gimel? What if I look at Vav as Toin Tanis Ganav, and Zayin Ches is also Toin Tanis Ganav, and then I go back to Pasuk Gimel, and how do we juggle all these different schools of thought? That's the end of today's daf. And finally, he must say Timatze of Pasuk Gimel. Don't I needed to teach me halacha of possession that the Ganav Peis Kefil, even if it wasn't caught with the Geneva mamish in his hand? The Gemara says you're right. We do learn out the halacha of possession, but on top of that, we also are able to darshan because of the he must say Timatze.